Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. This is a brand new month. This is Margaret Marshall, your host for Backyard Labrish, and I want to welcome our listeners online and our callers in. I see we have callers on the board already, and I'd like to welcome them. And I'd like to tell the callers online that if you want to interact with me and our special guest this evening, you'll have to dial in because I'm unable to interact with you online, not that techie yet. So the number you'll dial would be 718-766-4558. And I'm very excited today because in the past we have been doing a lot about what happened in the good old days. Because for the new listeners, I'd like to tell you that I am a senior. That's my billing of me, and I go way back. So I have fond memories of things that happened when I was growing up in Jamaica, and I've even been intrigued with things that happened before I was even born. So Backyard Labrish is really a program and a website where we celebrate the rich culture of Jamaica, and we want to preserve a lot of the things that we just are so proud of. And tonight we have a very special guest, and as I said, I've been going a lot in the past, but this month will be dedicated to the now. So we will be celebrating some very special Jamaican guests this month, and I'm so thrilled to start off with a poet extraordinaire. One of the reasons I'm so thrilled about this, I don't know if she knows it too, but one of my favorite Jamaican poets was born this month, and that's Miss Louise Bennett, who was born in September. So this is a very special month, and I would like to welcome, I see that our special guest, Maxine Lyons, is on already. And I'd like to ask all our callers, if you'd like to interact with us, please hit 1 on your telephone, and I'll see on my switchboard that you're putting up your hand, and I'll open up the mic with you. And if I don't do it right away, just bear with me. I'll get to you because our board is all lit up tonight, and I don't want to take up too much time. I hope you've all read her bio, all about her accomplishments, and I'm really so proud. You know, we have so many things and people from Jamaica and about Jamaica to be proud of, but it's especially exciting to me when I can talk to them live, and those who are doing something to really, celebrate and enlighten, especially foreigners, about all the richness that Jamaica has produced to the world. So, Maxine, if you are, I know you are on, well, would you put up your hand so I can open up the mic and welcome you to the show? We're going to be talking with Miss Maxine Lyons. Oh, I see her hand up. Good evening, Maxine.
Good evening, Miss Marsha. Thank you for having me on.
You're most welcome. It's my pleasure. And I'm sure all our listeners will be very intrigued with your work. And I am just so thrilled at the fact that you are living your passion, because I am all about passion. You know, as old as I am, I know that if people spend their lives, you know, just sort of sauntering around and not really directing their efforts into something they love, you know, they're really, really making a big mistake. So I am so happy to be able to celebrate you tonight. So, Maxine, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, and I'm most happy to be on. Good evening to all the listeners, and thanks for coming on to listen to me, and of course, to celebrate with me my passion, which is poetry. Of course, I write both English and patois pieces, and for some reason, I'm fascinated with the patois pieces, and my reason for being first started writing patois Louise Bennett, of course. Ever since I was in secondary school, I've always loved her work. I couldn't read her work too much. It would take me quite a long time to read one of her poems.
Me too.
Even though we talk patois, I wasn't able to read it fluently.
Right.
But I was just fascinated in it, and I followed my dreams, and that is why I'm where I am today. Okay.
Great.
I was born in Kingston, Jamaica, of course, and I grew up in St. Mary. And
uh-huh.
I did all my schooling in St. Mary. I went to primary, secondary, and high school in St. Mary. And after that, I went into West Indies College, where I pursued a course in office administration. I have an Associate of Science degree in office administration.
Uh-huh.
And I worked in Kingston, you know, with several organizations. I worked with Heart Foundation of Jamaica for a very short while. And I worked with Precision Arts Limited, which is a printery, which was family-owned and operated. And then I went on to Speedographic Printers, another family-owned business.
Now, I noticed that you mentioned that you really got your inspiration after you migrated.
That is true. That is so.
Now, was there something that triggered it?
Well, yes, stress.
Well, that's a good thing.
To say, but true. But you know what? Laugh at your mistakes, but learn from them. That is my philosophy. And I've learned so much since I've been in this country. I mean, America is not a big university. No matter how uneducated you are when you come here, when you're done, you're totally educated in all aspects of it.
Amen.
The experience that I've had being in this country, I mean, with people of my color and people not of my color, you know, I was exposed to so much. I was under a lot of stress at times, you know, with the job, you know, adjusting to a new life, a new era, a new generation. It was very tough for me. And that was when the writing came out, because, you know, when you can't tell everybody your problem, you got to put it on paper.
Right, right.
You know, and it just came out of me like that. I didn't know I had it in me until the stress took over. And then I started writing. My first piece I wrote was about life. That day when I penned that poem called Life, I was crying.
Oh,
and while
dear.
While I was crying, the tears was dripping. And while the tears were dripping, I was just writing. It was just coming out of me. And that's where it started, and, you know, it took off from there. And, you know, it's a blessing. And I'm very
Oh, yes. Out of evil cometh good.
Exactly my point.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's, you know, I like when people talk about things like that, because other people can realize that no matter how hard it seems working through any situation, there's always a bright side. And if you can listen to somebody's story and be encouraged by that, you know, just walk through the problem, and you definitely took out your frustrations in writing.
Definitely.
That's wonderful. So what is the poem Life about?
Well, Life, I can share it with you guys. It's the very first poem that's in the book.
Uh-huh.
This piece is already published. It's published in a book called And Howard Sunrise.
Okay.
A compilation of other poets.
Uh-huh.
That's the one piece that I have in that book. And, of course, I published it in my book as well, because the work is still mine. Even though it's published otherwise, it is still my work. So I was able to publish it again in my personal book. And
so why don't you share it with us?
Okay, I'll share it with you. It says, Life, live it and give what you can to help every man on this land. Give to the rich, give to the poor, give to the needy and even the greedy. Life, live it for your families, your friends, your loved ones, the young ones, your enemies, your foes, and even the ones you don't know. Life, live it for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, not just the blood-connected ones, but the others. Life, live it humble, don't grumble, just be grateful for what you have, because there are lots of people who have to struggle and stumble to fulfill their needs. Life, accept it, don't regret it, it's the only one you have. Don't abuse it, nor misuse it. You will be really glad you chose it.
Oh, my goodness. That is so inspiring. And there is so much truth and so much spirituality in that poem. Oh, my goodness, I'm having goose pimples. That is really, really an inspiring piece and very moving, because it encompasses everybody, as you said, the rich, the poor, the weak, the strong, your family, strangers.
Correct.
And, you know, it's so pointed because a lot of people don't realize that we're all in this together, no matter where we're from, you know, what color we are, what economic situation we're in. We're all living on this planet. We're all one. You know, regardless of the disagreements or whatever is going on in our world. We're all here. That is a wonderful piece. And I can see why it earned you all those accolades. And what I thought was very inspirational to me, that you got, you know, recognized for that first poem and then went turned right around. I wrote another one and got the same accolades.
Right, definitely.
That's a double. Oh, that's great. Tell us about It's a Mystery.
It's a Mystery, yes. Well, you know, It's a Mystery speaks about death, which I'll read as well, because, you know, death is common to every single individual.
Oh,
every
amen. Person. We can't go out alive.
Exactly. It's a Mystery. It involves the young, the old, the rich, the poor, the big, the small, not some, but all. It affects the healthy, the wealthy, the have, the have not, the minority, the majority, no matter your place in society. It's no respecter of color, class, creed, or need, no matter what's your pace or place. It knows no boundary. It knows no country. It knows no name. It's just insane. No one has ever come back to say, I had the experience of death today.
Oh, my goodness. You are really a great writer, because there again, you covered the whole world.
Yes.
The entire world. And it brings me to the point, you know, of how fortunate. Well, I don't know for other Jamaicans, but I know I really consider myself so fortunate to have been born and raised in Jamaica.
Same here.
Because
Same.
I think that it gave me a different perspective. I suppose because the country was small and we were all so mixed up, you know, people of different color,
right,
economic status, you know, different shades, different dialects. It was just, so you were exposed. And here again, I see in this poem, you have the whole picture that, you know, we all have to go, even if we're healthy. You know, you never know. Oh, I think that is really, really great. And I want to mention to our listeners who might not have been on my email list, or I don't know if everybody reads the promo on the Blog Talks website. And incidentally, for everyone, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and we are here each week at 8 o'clock, Backyard Labrish, just doing that, labrishing, and for foreigners who might not know what a labrish is, I know most Jamaicans do, is getting together in a relaxed atmosphere to discuss something of interest. And here we're always interested in positive things, positive people, and especially people that are doing to help celebrate the culture of Jamaica. And back to you, Maxine. I see that here again, when in your mystery, it's a mystery, you talked about everybody.
Yes.
Not just women, men, black, white, people from small countries, just everybody, because life is what everybody is living, you know, regardless of where you're living it or how you're living it or how you choose to live it. Because different people, you know, some people make choices about their lives, which is entirely up to them. But we all have the gift of life. And as you say, it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're here to do is to, I suppose, solve or celebrate the mystery of life. And there's a poem that said, or a song that says, "Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I've found you." Have you ever heard that song?
No, I've never heard it.
Oh, that's one of the old-time classics.
Maybe I've heard it, but not knowing the, like if I hear the tune, then maybe I could recognize it.
Right. And I'd like to welcome all our listeners online and to ask you if you want to interact with us, because that's what a Labrish is. If you want to ask Maxine any questions or make a comment on anything we're discussing, please just hit 1 on your telephone, and I'll see that you want to join the Labrish, and I'll open up the mic and welcome you to the world. And I want to ask you to let your friends know that they can go anytime on Blog Talk Radio and find our show, this show or any other show that we've done. All the shows are archived, and we've done a lot. We've covered a lot about Jamaica's history. We've interviewed different people, and we have a lot of interesting shows that people might just find if they want to learn something about Jamaica and Jamaicans. Another thing that I'd ask you to do is if you listen to a show and you really like it, that you leave a comment, because this helps us as well as the station people to know, you know, what shows are favorites. So back to you, Maxine. I would like to talk to you a little bit about what I found very intriguing is the fact that you wrote about the World Trade Center.
Yes,
I did. Double Towers.
Double Towers, yes. That was another famous piece that took me to radios, newspaper, and Fox 5 television.
I see that. That is so cool. Yeah. So tell me about that one. What inspired it, but how usually when you get the inspiration to write, does it come all at once?
Well, sometimes, not all the times. It depends on what what the piece is about, the mood that I'm in, the location that I'm in. You know, it can come out all at once. Sometimes I'll finish it in 2 days. Sometimes weeks I'll start writing and I'll put it aside and then. Sometimes to start another piece, finish that piece before I go back to the piece I started originally. So it depends. But this Double Towers, I think I did this in one sitting. It was either 2 sitting or 1, but it wasn't more than 2.
And how long after the tragedy did you do this one?
Like a week or 2 after.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Like about a week or 2 after.
And would you like to tell the listeners where you live, what area of the country you are?
Okay, I'm in the Bronx. I'm at East Chester Road in the Bronx.
So you were sort of in the heart of where it was happening.
Yeah. Well, this took place in Manhattan, as we all know, but it affected me really bad. Because you know what? After the second plane hit, I remember distinctly that it was a Tuesday and I was at the doctor's office. And I saw the plane going towards the building. It was happening live. It was like a live shot on TV. And everybody was just running all over the place, confused as to what was happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it stayed within my mind. For that whole week, I was like afraid. You know, like you're in Jamaica and somebody died and you're afraid to sleep in the bed by yourself.
Right.
For that whole week, I was just torn up. You know, I just couldn't eat. I kept crying, even though I didn't know if anybody personally that died in the tragedy. But I was just torn up over the whole thing, as we all know. You know, it affected you, whether or not you had a family member or a friend. It was just devastating for everybody.
Right. And there were Jamaicans involved in it.
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there were. And so that was when I came up with this piece. It's called Double Towers. It says, "You stood in the center of the city, like human arts in your bodies. Lives move through you, like blood flowing through the veins. You welcome every nation from the east, west, north, and south. Those that came on business or just wanting to move about. You were beauty in the eyes of the beholder, happiness in the heart of the sad. A place of rest for the weary, a shelter and comfort for the mad. You house the businesses large and small, both financial and with enormous credentials. You were a monument, a centerpiece, an outstanding character of all times. Your wit spoke volume, your eye spoke authority, your services spoke strength, your name spoke power. You are out of physical sight, but embedded in our minds. You will always be remembered, not by a few, but by all who knew your value, your purpose, your meaning. Even though your frames have been torn apart, you will forever be in our hearts. World Trade Center, wanting to cry because you're no more, no more, no more.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Now I can see why, you know, the media picked it up. That was beautiful. Very, very nice. Do you have that sort of printed on? Are these available anywhere for people to buy, like if you wanted to have it hanging someplace?
Well, when I first did this piece, I made several copies because how I did it, I made the border. It's done with a bordering with flags of different countries.
Oh,
right around the border, yes, from different countries, including, of course, Jamaica being right next to my name.
Right.
And I did, for that period of time, I sold quite a few copies of it.
Okay.
I had it framed, but right now I don't have it framed and being sold anywhere. But if somebody wants to order, I can do up a copy and I can have it shipped, you know, to anybody who's interested in getting a copy. But you can also view it on the Worthing on poetry.com.
Yes, I went there before the show. I might not be doing it right, so you'll have to.
When you get onto the site, you got to put in my name, poetry.
Oh, I got you.
Poetry.com, uh-huh. You got to put in my name, Maxine Lyons, and you click on my name.
Uh-huh.
I think you put the last name in first, Lyons Maxine. You click on the name,
uh-huh.
and all three pieces will come up because there's Double Towers, there's It's a Mystery, and Life. All three poems are there.
Right,
and
right.
Come up.
Okay. So what I'd like to do now, Maxine, is for you to tell us a little bit more about the book and where it's available and, you know, what the book is about.
Okay, the book is entitled Deep Thoughts, which is an anthology of poems, of course, and the poems, they're mixed pieces. They're pieces, personal pieces regarding, you know, the way I grew up and all of that. There's one about, there are pieces about public figure. There's one piece about Portia Simpson.
Uh-huh.
We all know he's the former Prime Minister of Jamaica.
Right.
And there's a piece about the 42nd President. It's called The 42nd President. The 42nd Man, rather, that's the title of it. It's about Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
When I wrote this piece, I did frame it and mailed him a copy. He sent me a thank you card when I mailed him the copy.
Right.
Which is also in the book. I put the thank you card in the book as well.
Now, do you plan to do one for our sitting president?
As a matter of fact, I did a poem about him, but it's in patois.
Oh, you think you understand it?
Well, you know what? It's not in the book. It's on the CD. Oh. And that piece was done before he actually became president. I did it while he was campaigning.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it was written before during the campaign.
Uh-huh. And where is the book available?
Well, the book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble,
uh-huh.
Exlibris.com, and, of course, you can get it through me, you know, if you can... email me at poet2themax@hotmail.com.
Okay, would you spell that out so that
they can get
listeners
it.
Can, if they want to write it down, you know.
Okay, it's poet2themax. POETTOTHEMAX. That's poet2themax. Of course, Max is part of my name, Maxine,
uh-huh.
at hotmail.com. And my cell phone number, if you didn't get that, is 917-557-3806. That's 917-557-3806. You can call me and I can, you know, arrange to ship you a copy, or if you want to get more information regarding where you can get the book if you didn't get that at the beginning. But also it's here in the Bronx in a local bookstore called El Shaddai. That's ELSHADDAI. That's El Shaddai, and it's at 3428 A Boston Road, right here in the Bronx. But when you go to Barnes & Noble, the book is not in the store, because I'm self-published. They don't stock it in the store.
Uh-huh.
So when you get
it, has to be ordered.
You have to be ordered. You can go in and pay for it, and they'll order it. Or you can order it online and they'll ship it to you. Or you can order it directly from Ex Libris. Ex Libris is a publishing company that did the book, that published the book. So you can order from Ex Libris. That's www.x, that's xlibris.com.
Great.
Ex Libris bookstores.com.
Okay. So, now, I wanted to ask you, now, did you get any formal training? Did you attend, you know, any, like, classes or anything about writing?
Absolutely not.
Ah.
No, it's not. It's just a natural thing that came out of me for whatever reason. I didn't go to school for writing. I went to college, but I didn't do any form of studying for writing or any formal thing like that. No, it's just inside of me and came out.
It's just a gift.
It's just a gift.
And what are your plans for the future?
Okay, well, so far, this is my first book, and I'm looking forward to doing a second book. And one of the things I really want to do, so far I do a lot of pattern pieces, and I have them on CD, but I would love to do a book, just like Louise Bennett has her books with her pattern pieces.
Right.
I would love to put mine in writing, too.
Okay, well, I am going to ask you to do the, which one is that now, to do one of your pieces that's on the CD for me.
Okay, well, I have several pieces that's on the CD. I have two CDs. There's one
mentioned
called,
here, I think, is Farin Debout.
Farina Debout, yes.
Farina Debout.
Yes,
you must forgive me, because in my days when I grew up in Jamaica, the only patois that I could read, I'm still having problems reading it or understand, is Louise Bennett.
Okay.
Because she sort of had a standard,
right,
you know, way of talking.
Yes, and even some of the words, the way she says some of the words is different. Because even when I read her book,
right,
sometimes
right,
it slows me down, because the way she spells certain words is not the same way I would spell it.
Yes, that's why I see it's difficult it's difficult, I know, for me to try and read it fluently, because
right,
everybody sort of spells things differently.
That's true.
So, but anyway, I want you to share with the audience, our listeners, one of your patois poems.
Okay, well, I have two CDs. One's called Simi History as a Picnic. That's the one I produced in 2007. I recorded that one.
Uh-huh.
Farina Debout is my newest CD. It just came out, and that's a title track, Farina Debout. So I'll share with you Farina Debout, because I know you'll enjoy this one, Miss Marshall, and all the listeners too, especially the Jamaicans who can relate to when they were living in Jamaica and the foreigners came around.
All right.
All right, so Farina Debout. Look out, look out, Farina Debout. Hey, what a calamity when first-time people here say Farina come at them community. The amount of fuss we have to take place. You would have think them have come from a different race. Every cockery in a cabinet have to come out and wash. And you better make sure, say, none of them no mash. Pill a case in a wash bungle have to starch and press. And then make sure, say, they put on their best dress. Mrs. and Master, Master and Mrs., you do not hear nothing yet. Wall have to wipe down, and window have to clean. Not a dust nor a cobweb could have ever be seen. And for my brother, he put on his new old gabardine, and the best dress spread have to go up on bed. Whether a sewer come, or the one mean Fred. Yard have to sweep clean, the floor polish and shine, and nothing but some walking a filly behind. Cellar have to pack up with enough dry wood. Jesus Christ, me never think me could. And no matter how you're tired, you couldn't complain, cause all of this ain't a foreigner name. The next important thing was where them are going to eat. Of course, them are foreigner, so you give them meat. Any damn thing to keep them sweet. Them look for the biggest, fattest fowl in the yard. They cook for the foreigner them from abroad. Back will cut you, mark a joke you, but you have to catch the fowl, no matter how far he prowl. And after the run up and down and stress, nobody thinks, you'll get the breast. All where you get are the foot and the neck. Oh, for Jesus, me used to vex. But the part where bother me the most is when they kill me one little goat. It was like a pet for me. We never have to put him in a rope. And as far in a come, the brute then bust him throat. me as a little pickney, couldn't stand me ill, cause all that me did want, a foreign clothes appeal, foreign soap, and foreign lotion, was no comparison to Philip Potion. And the foreign toilet paper was another same thing. And that's the only time we get to wear bling bling. I mean, not talk about jewelry. A poop in a me mean. Me just sorry, say, uno couldn't depend the scene. Farina then, and farina now. And all the same thing. I mean, I got to tell you how. Farina now carry name brand same thing. And family yard, nothing do a damn thing. Them just sit down and wait for all the bling bling. But on top of that, them still want money. And if you don't mind sharp, them take away your honey. Who no can't turn the laugh? This no funny. But you see when care draw down a gate, all who did a wait, start to look out, cause what? Farina the boat.
Oh my goodness, that is precious. And I'd like our listeners that are listening online to put up their hands and make a comment, because I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was cracking up.
All right.
And I see a hand raised for 718-654, and I'm opening up the mic. Hello, this is Margaret on Blog Talk Radio, Backyard Lavish. Who do I have?
This is Sharon from the Bronx.
Hi, oh, hi, Sharon.
Hi, Maxine.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm good. That was excellent, excellent.
It
and I'm sure there's a
excellent.
Lot of people listening who are being exposed to the poet Maxine Lyons right now, and I just want them to see what an awesome talent she is.
Oh, my goodness. I had no I can see why you have those accolades. They're well-deserved.
Thank you so much. Thanks
everything is well thought through. I mean, Jamaicans can certainly relate to everything in that poem.
And I mean, that's exactly where I grew up. I mean, this is what I lived as a child growing up.
Oh, my goodness.
That I hear about. This is how we live. This is what I experienced.
And to have you be able to express it, because, you know, a lot of times people have difficulty, you know, talking about things that happen.
That is true.
And this is truly a gift that should be celebrated. And I am so happy that you are, you know, exposing the world to your talent. That is really, really commendable. Because there are so many of us, so many people, and I do this show to try to reach out, especially to the older generation, the seniors, that, you know, it's not too late. If you have something to contribute to our culture or to the youth or to the world, do it. And don't be afraid of using what the way people communicate now. Because the internet and shows like this is what the future is. You know, a lot of seniors are sort of scared.
That is true.
Or they're uncomfortable about being heard or going online or, you know, joining a social networking group or so, you know. But, you know, we don't have to be afraid, you know.
No, because you know what? It's not going to change, and it is what it is, and it's not changing going back. We're going forward. We've got to move with the club, move forward with what's going on.
Amen, amen. And so, you know, and there are so many people that have so much subdued passion. You know, there are things they want to do. There are things they want to say. You know, everybody, as you say, every one of us on the planet is important. Okay. And if you think about it, there's absolutely nobody else in the whole wide world like you. So I'm just so excited about, you know, hearing you and having you share all of this with the world. Really, really, with the world, because long after I am gone, I know that this program will still be available. You know, here's somebody else.
And you're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Somebody else wants to put in to join the Labrish. 718-798, you're on. This is Margaret. Who do I have?
Good evening, Miss Marshall. Good evening, Maxine. This is Wilder, Sharon's mother.
Hi there, Mommy. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Just
wonderful.
Great.
Doing, and I would just like to thank Miss Maxine Lyons for the beautiful poetry that she has been reading tonight.
Oh, isn't it great? Okay, are we ready for another one?
Yes, we are. I am.
I am. So go for it, Maxine.
Okay, I'll give you another one. I've never recited this anywhere in public. I think I did it once on the radio. But it's another piece that we all can relate to.
All right.
It's a little bit longer than the one I just read, but it's very fascinating for me, too. I think this is the second to last part of the piece that I wrote. It's called Jamaican Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it goes like this. Starlight, fire clappers, balloons, 50 cent a dozen. Come over here, so my cousin. Nice lady, come buy the balloon for your son. This are the last one. You know, see, almost done. Starch, $1 a quart. You have to starch the pillowcase them. Christmas day pass. Come by the pretty curtain, no lady. Nice young man. Not today, ma'am. Galang, you foot them favor butter pan. Miss Mary, this your Christmas soft, sir. Jane, me this a prayer on my heart, ma. Christmas time in Jamaica. This is all you hear. For them your time of year, every damn thing just get dear. But this a one holiday. Jamaican people no fear. For them save up every red cent all through the year. And when Christmas come, they have them big lump sum. But make me tell you the same thing. Both Christmas then and now is a whole heap of difference. And me I go tell you no how. The first thing you could have feel was the cool, cool Christmas breeze. The busyness and fanciness. And that make Christmas sweet. Every yard that you walk past, the stone and grass whitewash, every crevices and corner was free of any trash. Them wash every cockery and make sure them no mash. And everywhere you look, them have all kind of bash. See our Jamaican people, Christmas have a posh. The government invent one same thing. Them call it bolo or road work. All you did have to do is chop some grass and sweep some dirt. The man them do the chopping, and all the woman them sweep. And make me tell the people, that they work the sweet. For when payday come, everybody dressed from head to foot. Supervisor with big book, policeman and crook. Turn up in a long line, and don't give a damn about time. Fi call it them Christmas money. Fi go take care of them honey. While all of this a gone, the bar made them just a yarn. Fi collect every rum head dollar and left the wife them fi holler. Every woman, old and young, spread out in a store. Fi get them Christmas shoes, Christmas frock and more. The eagle of them pan street, a shell gungo and peas. While all the butcher in a market, a chop up all the meat. Little picnic, old and pan them mother frock tail. While vendors and sellers are ball out. We have enough goods for sale. Christmas in Jamaica are the best holiday me know. Whether you are spend, shilling, pence, or dough. Mrs. and Master, this was the biggest show. The people who are family are foreign, I forget them barrel. But everybody rich and poor, I forget draw them sorrel. Some mix it long, some mix it strong, and some no care how it turn. Some of them just want to know, say, them have something to give them man. Me can't forget the picnic them with Dolly and Fifi and all the malice keeper them suddenly start to agree. Then come Christmas morning, everybody wake up soon. Some turn on record changer and play them Christmas tune. Christmas greetings from foreign land full up the whole here wave. And all the old people with picnic are foreign and listen to them name. Every yard where you tepina, them a cook them bella gut. Where them live in a fancy house, or even in a hut, them roast, fry, bun up and boil, and full them empty guts. The Christmas dance was another same thing. Every jackman put on bling bling. Them drink and junk and tumble down, cause Christmas come and done.
Oh my goodness, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
That is really, really great. Let me just ask you this. Did you do any studying of Miss Lou's work or anything?
No, I just found a book from that, Selected Poems by Louis Bennett.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a copy of that. But I
always
loved the work
of
the child. Always. I always loved her poem. Wasn't able to read it fluently, but always wanted a copy of her book, and I finally got a copy to buy some years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I tried to read them, and of course I started writing my own.
Oh, that is wonderful, because I'm just thinking that you are an extension of Miss Lou.
Well, that's what some people call me.
Well, an extension of Miss Lou, because, I mean, Jamaicans can relate to the facts in the poem.
Yes.
You know, because it's not just something that is you're making up.
Exactly.
We can relate to all of those happenings.
Yes.
And when you talk about the Fifi,
right.
I mean, that goes back to my time, because
yes.
I remember my mother taking me to the Christmas market.
Yes.
Down King Street.
Right.
All the vendors were there, and as you said, the balloons and the Fifi and the dollies. Oh, my goodness. That was just wonderful memories that I had.
Yes, and back then we never said firecracker, but we used to say fireclappers.
Fireclappers, right, right, because they made the sound.
Yes,
yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. I was, you know, I'm going to have to, I think I'm getting a facelift. That's from grinning.
Okay.
While you are talking, you know, I noticed that my face. I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah,
and of
we
course,
can hear
I'm alone in my office.
We can hear you. But Max, I just want to kind of remind you that September the 7th is Louise Bennett's birthday.
Birthday, yes.
When she was born. So, you know, you need to start doing something for that day.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea.
Anywhere, though?
I'm sorry?
You know of an event that's going to be held anywhere?
I think even if you put something out online and people will, I'm sure, join you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
you know?
If I may make a suggestion, you know, there's a Louise Bennett website, and if you put something online, you can post it on the website,
okay.
On her website.
Okay.
Another thing is I would like to let you know that I've been asked to be a guest on... It's a blog talk radio show done by Jamaica Diaspora,
okay.
And it will be Sunday the 7th. She will be celebrating Louise Bennett's birthday.
Excellent. We'll have to log into that one.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. And as soon as I get the information, I will send it on to you and any of my other listeners that may have an interest. But it is ironic that, you know, we started out with you. Well, Sunday will be the show, her show about Louise Bennett, and I'm just a guest on the show.
Okay.
So I'll be talking about her because I remember her so well because, you know, she was big in the pantomime in the days
right.
that I grew up in Jamaica because I left Jamaica from 1959. So, you know, it's been a long time for me, but I still have, you know, fond memories of growing up there.
Well, you know what?
And participating in things like the pantomime. And I used to dance with Ivy Baxter, too. So, you know, I did a lot of cultural things at the time. But Maxine, I think that you definitely have a talent. And I am glad that you are expressing yourself, you know, both in the patois and, you know, for the in English, that whole world. Because what you're doing is coming from the heart.
Yes, definitely.
I can feel that it's coming from the heart.
It is.
And there are messages. A lot of people might not be fans of poetry. You know, people like different types of art and artists. But it's not all poetry that have lessons in it.
That
you know, spiritual lessons or moral lessons or whatever. Some have and some don't, but I can see where, you know, those that you have read so far are really all good lessons. Now, the Jamaican ones are so real because Jamaicans know that all the things you say that people would do in the old days, if they were expecting a guest to visit them from, especially the United States.
Right.
You know, there'd be a preparation and, you know, taking out your best and things like that. So the fact, I think it's so comical about killing the goat.
Yes.
And by the way, that's a true story. This is reality I'm writing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a goat. We never put a rope on his neck because the goat was just like a pet.
Right.
I remember when, as a child, I gave a piece of roast breadfruit skin and the goat eat the breadfruit skin.
Oh,
I
my
gave the goat a piece of ice and the goat eat the ice. So it was like a pet in the yard. No
uh-huh.
around, walking around like a part of the family then. Like you'd
have
right. a dog.
Uh-huh.
And they killed the goat and there was tears in my eyes. All because the foreigners were coming.
So Maxine, did you eat the goat?
I had one me I got eat.
That's a tough one.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
That's the thing with Maxine. It's really topical and it's life, and everyone who has that Caribbean experience can relate to it.
Oh,
yes. You know exactly what she's talking about.
Uh-huh. Even the Christmas one. You know,
yes.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's so real. Well, Maxine, I just want to encourage you and encourage all our listeners that might be online now or listening online or calling in or coming by the website to check on the show later on, that, you know, you're a living example of using a stressful period in your life to develop your passion.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that a little bit, because a lot of people get drowned in their problems.
That is true.
Instead of trying to work through it, they allow it to absorb them. And I just want to mention a few things about that, because that is very real to me. And part of what I do now, I am there's a book out called The Passion Test. I won't discuss that now. But I'm a passion test facilitator. And I help people through the process of realizing what their passion is and living their passion. Because, you know, we're only here once.
That's true.
And if we don't experience joy by doing something, giving something, being something, and it doesn't have to be, you know, what would be considered great in somebody else's eyes.
That's true.
But it's just great for you to bring it out of you, whatever it is. You know, whether it's some type of art, whether it's some type of service to somebody or to something or to some cause, that would be a passion. But all of that need to be celebrated. And we all have something to give. We all have something that we want to do, that we would like to do. But of course, as you say, life, people will say life does not allow them to do it. But what I'm really trying to bring out, the fact that you are sharing with us that this was brought out of you during a very stressful time of your life.
That is so.
And now let me ask you something. Was there something or someone who helped to bring this out in you, or what was the process like?
Well, at the time, I remember I was working with a Jewish family, and it was a living job, you know, living job. And they're kosher Jews, so they celebrate all these holidays. So it was just work constantly. When the holidays came around, you know, it was a very, very stressful period for me, because, you know, I'd be up early in the morning and I'd be up in their house working all day until night, and when they're in bed, I'm still up doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
I remember one day I was in the kitchen. They were moving in stuff. They had gone shopping, and they were moving in stuff into the kitchen. And all these boxes I had to be lifting up from outside, walking from the car all by myself, bringing all these boxes into the kitchen, packing the stuff away. Everybody was sitting around talking, and I'm doing everything. You know, and on top of that, I had other stuff to go and do. I had to leave what I'm doing to come do this, and I had to go back to that. It was just overwhelming. I was still fresh and new in this country, and No direct family member around me, you know, except for my sister alone who was here, who was having her stressful time of her life as well. So it was just overwhelming. That day I just started crying. I left what I was doing. I went into the room where I slept, and I closed the door and I started crying.
Mm.
And that was when I wrote that piece called Life. I just started writing. I'm talking and I'm welling up with tears now too. But, you know, I just started writing and started crying and writing in the same breath. you know, it just came out of me, and I'm like, you know, this can't be real. This couldn't be true. I hope that there's something in the future, there's something other than all of this.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I can benefit from. And I hope this won't be forever. It won't last. It will end someday. It will get better. And
right,
you know,
right.
These are the best years of my life right now. These are the best years of my life right at this moment.
Amen.
Yes,
well, and the point that I see that 347 would like to say something. I'm going to open up the mic to you in a minute. 347-659, just 1 minute. But a lot of times, at least in my philosophy, is, you know, perhaps if you did not go through that,
yeah,
you would not have given birth to this passion.
You're right about that.
You know, it's, you know, the Bible tells us, and all the philosophers tell us, you know, sometimes it's in our darkest hour,
yes,
that the breakthrough comes.
That is so true.
And if you were perhaps on an easy job, you get my point?
I know. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Oh, man. And I want our listeners, and especially the young folks, to learn from all of these nuggets of wisdom, because that's where it was born.
Exactly my point.
Uh-huh. I'm going to open the mic for 347 now. Hello, this is Margaret. Who do I have?
Hello, good night. So my name is MBS. I just want to say congratulations to Maxine Lyons. She's a very smart person, and she's a very good friend of mine. And good luck, and keep on doing the good work.
Oh, thank you so much. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bronx.
Oh, great, great. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, we are all celebrating Maxine, and hoping that our other listeners and listeners who come by later on will get the lessons from all of, you know, all of these expressions, because, excuse me, I know that Maxine perhaps didn't even know she had it in her. Right,
no,
Maxine?
No, I didn't know it was in me. I mean, back in school, I used to do a lot of essay and a composition, and I used to do well in writing those, but I didn't know poetry could come out of me like that.
And it was
really
beautiful. And did you do that life in one sitting at that time?
Yes. One sitting, one
sitting.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of times there's something, some good in crying, because it's sort of cleanse, it's a, like a release.
Exactly.
It cleanses.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It is definitely is like turning on a tap.
Right.
You know, and releasing the pressure.
Pressure. That is so true.
So, you know, people should not be afraid or ashamed to cry.
Absolutely not. It is okay to cry, and it's healthy to cry.
Right,
it's
right.
It's healthy to cry, and there's nothing wrong with it.
I just really, really want to congratulate you on and all the well-deserved accolades that you have gotten.
Thank you.
And I see here where you got the Shakespeare Trophy of Excellence in 203.
Yes, that is so.
Now, is that a physical trophy?
Yes, it is. I have it in my house.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yes, I have it in my house. Yes, thanks.
Well, I would like to see a picture of you and your trophies on Facebook. Aren't you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I just have one picture on Facebook, yeah.
Well, you have to display more, you know, of what you have accomplished, really.
Yes, I need to do that, yes.
And so what can we expect in the future from you?
Well, as I said, mentioned before, my next venture, well, right now I want to spend some more time promoting the book and my CDs. And then when I get to a certain level, then I'm planning on doing a book with the patois pieces written, just like Louise Benzard did hers. I want to have mine in writing too. Because with the CD, you can always play, but what if somebody wants to sit down and read it, you know?
Right, and some of the older people, you know, would perhaps sometimes would rather read.
Read it, that is true.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my plans for the future, to do a book of the patois pieces.
Great.
In audio and, you know, and visual as well.
Fantastic. So tell me about your philosophy, laugh at your mistakes, but learn from them.
Laugh at your mistakes, but learn from them. This was my philosophy when I graduated from high school, ever since I was in school. Because when you make mistakes, we tend to pine and whine over our mistakes. And you know, for some people, it gets you down. You start going down instead of moving up. You should just laugh at it and move on. Say, okay, yes, I did this, you know, when I should have done that. But let me brush it off. If you follow, you don't stay down on the ground. You get up yourself, you pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, and you keep moving. It's just like you're driving. You have an accident, you don't let the accident stop you from driving.
Right.
You get up the accident, you continue to drive for the rest of your life. Well, it's the same thing. You laugh at your mistake, but learn from it. You may have an error in your life. You do something that you shouldn't have done. Let it go by. Don't let it take the rest of your life over. Because, I mean, it's not worth it.
Right. Well, have you thought about writing a poem about that?
No, you know, I've never thought of it, but now you're giving me ideas.
Yes, I think it would be cool. It would be a poem about your philosophy.
Exactly.
And what you live by.
Exactly.
I'd love to see you do that.
Yes. Okay, that's an assignment from you to me.
Right. And then we'll have you back to share it with us.
Okay.
No stress now.
Right.
But I'd like to welcome all our callers again and to tell everybody that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and we're hanging out in the backyard, just labrishing about mostly things that affect and are about Jamaica and Jamaicans. Backyard Labrish was put together to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. So if you know, especially some senior Jamaicans that have some stories to share, something to celebrate, we'd love to have them join us. And I'd like to ask everyone to go to backyardlabrish.com and become a part of the community and leave a comment and to give me some encouragement here, guys. And I want to thank you all for being so loyal and tuning in to support whatever guest we're on. And I'm asking you to spread the word.
Okay.
You know, and let other people know that they can grab a chair and pretend that they're in Jamaica underneath a cool, shady tree.
Right.
And the trade winds are blowing across. Is that still going on down there? I understand it was very hot this summer. But, you
yes.
know, I have not been in Jamaica in a very long time. But I do have such fun memories. And it will always be, you know, it is my roots, and I celebrate it. And I am just so intrigued with anything historical about Jamaica. I'm like a kid in a candy shop when I find out something I didn't know before. Because when I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of Jamaican history. I was taught, you know, we learned about the British. And we didn't learn a lot about America at the time. But, you know, now when I go back and all the things that are being put together, you know, it's important for the generation now, the seniors, to leave a living history about your story. Each one of us have an important story to pass on, especially if we have children and grandchildren.
That is so.
I know when I was younger and my mother tried to tell me things that happened in her day, I didn't have time, didn't want to hear. Oh, Ma, what is it, please? You know, I don't have time.
Yeah, we never talked
about it. Tell me later.
Yeah.
So now I wish I had taken some time. You know, and I want to share this with everybody. My mother had some recordings with my daughter, who was young at the time, that I had. And I was so glad that I had them because I could hear my mother's voice on you know, the cassette.
Okay.
But my house burnt down, and I lost everything. So if you have anything you want to preserve, it cannot be on paper.
Yes.
Or even in anything that can be destroyed by flood or fire.
That is correct.
Look what's happening in California now. You know, those people have to just run and leave their houses and the whole thing is
gone.
It's gone. Nothing left.
Stuff is left.
But, you know, you can't destroy the internet.
Exactly.
You know, it might be your connection might be down for a while, but everything is still in cyberspace.
That is so.
So making your mark somewhere in cyberspace is important.
Very important.
Don't let it scare you. Don't be afraid of it. And just, you know, if at my age I can be participating, I am sure that everybody can.
You're so blessed, and I'm so appreciative of you. And as I told you before, and I'm telling you again for the listeners to hear, you sound like a teenager. Your voice is so nice and young and vibrant.
Well, thank you.
I saw your picture on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, she's so beautiful.
Well, Marshall is a teenager.
Oh, please. That's because I hang out with a lot of them.
That's what it is, yeah. She's definitely.
I can't get rid of them.
All
my daughter, when she was a teenager, all her friends were always over my house.
Okay.
And I'm going to be 75 my next birthday.
Wow. Are you going to be doing another Tina Turner routine?
You don't have to be telling everybody about that. No, I think I'm going to do Michael Jackson this time.
Michael Jackson. Okay, that sounds
yeah.
good. I think you should do Josephine Baker, personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to check out her moves.
Right.
Okay.
It's all about the movement, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You're as young as you feel.
Beg your pardon?
I said you are as young as you feel. Age is just a number.
Right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people. I've been blessed because although I have several medical challenges, you know, I'm still managing them. They're manageable.
Very good.
And you just have to persevere. As you say, you know, whatever is happening to you, whether they're mistakes or challenges, you have to laugh at them and learn from them and manage. You know, that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
And so, I want to welcome our listeners online. I'm sorry I'm not able to interact with you. My co-host has not been present for a little while. She's been busy with kids, and she would do that for me. But bear with me, and if you're online and want to interact with us at any time, just call the number, 718-766-4558. And I'll be more than happy to have you join the library. So if there are any other callers that would like to ask Maxine a question or to give her some encouragement or to make a comment, please do so now. We're getting ready to sign off. And Maxine, is there anything else you want to share with us? What are your hobbies?
Well, writing poetry is number one. I love music.
Well, that's your passion, girl.
It's my passion. It's my hobby. It's everything.
I know.
Okay, and I love music, too. I really love music.
How do you like
the
music?
I like the older type of music. I like reggae, and I love soca.
Yes, me. You know, I don't know much about the present music because, you know, I've left Jamaica so much time. But I go back from the days of Mento.
Okay.
That's how far back I go. And in the old days in Jamaica, we had a variety of music. We even played the country music on RJR.
Yeah, I remember. I used to listen to RJR a lot. That was one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. So we had a variety of music. And I really love reggae. You know, I really love that. I can really jive to that. So I want to thank all my callers for calling in and supporting Maxine. And I want to congratulate Maxine again for living her passion and for being so pointed on all her poems, whether they're in patois or in regular English, because I thought that, you know, you cover so much in just a short piece. That there's a whole lot of lessons that you're giving to the world in what you say. And I want to, you know, commend you on that and to just tell you that you should be very proud of yourself and continue, you know, to just press on because, you know, you have already been successful and I'm sure that your success will continue.
Thank you so much, Ms. Marshall. Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
good job, Maxine. Good
Thank
job.
You,
Is are you going to be performing anywhere that people could come and see you? Any performances coming
to,
up?
There's a function that will be held on September 11th. I think it's a Friday night at Eastwood Manor. Well, I've been invited to perform. Not sure if I'm going to be going, but I'm trying my best to make it. And
okay.
Also on October the 3rd at Wembley's, I'm trying to organize a book signing. There's going to be a show, Big People Something, with Richie Poole.
Right.
And he's having Big People Something. I'm going to be having a book signing this one. I'll be performing at the show as well.
Excellent.
Would you like to tell the listeners where that is?
Okay, well, Wembley's is, I forget what the address is now. My God, I've been going there for years and I don't know it from memory.
550 Bronx Boulevard.
Huh?
It's 550 Bronx Boulevard.
550 Bronx Boulevard. Right, you
Bronx, New York.
Yes. That's Wembley's Athletic Club. But they can always call me if you need more information. My number again is 917-557-3806. That's my cell phone number. Or you can email me at poet2themax@hotmail.com.
And I want to tell our listeners that our Maxine's book, Deep Thought, is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And the CDs, which is Far and About. That's the name of the CD, Maxine?
Yes, that is the title of it, Far and About.
Yes, but there are several poems on it.
On it, correct. It has 10 tracks.
Oh, wow.
10 tracks including the intro.
Great.
Yes.
And that's available at Moody's Records.
That's a record at Moody's Records through a Sundial on Boston Road here in the Bronx and New Beginnings Beauty Parlor on Baychester Avenue right here in the Bronx.
So you, all of you Bronx residents can go by and pick up a gift for your Jamaican friend or American friend who wants to learn about the patois culture and learn a little bit about Jamaican life. I think that's a great gift.
Yeah.
And it's something, Maxine, that perhaps can be promoted for people who want to learn about the culture, especially as a Christmas gift or a birthday gift or something.
And for the listeners who are outside of the Bronx, if you're interested in getting a copy, you can call me and I can ship it to you.
Okay.
I've done that in the past, so you can call me and we can arrange and ship it to you if you're outside of the Bronx. I can ship it to you.
All right. Well, Maxine, we're going to have to arrange to get you to set up something on the website, too,
yes,
so we can connect all of that. So, again, I want to thank our callers for calling in and those listening online. We're here always celebrating Jamaican culture. And if you go by and listen to any of our shows and you like it, please make a comment and mark it your favorite or something like that. Let us know you're listening. And we ask you to come back again next week. We always try to have interesting guests or an interesting subject to talk about. So come spend some time with your fellow Jamaicans and people who love Jamaica and hang out with us for a little while next week or whenever you feel like it. So, Mom and friends of Maxine, I want to thank you. And Sharon, I want to thank you for being on. And
excellent
Maxine,
show as usual. Thank you.
Maxine, I want to thank you for being our guest. You have been very inspiring to me.
I want to thank you for exposing me and having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
My pleasure. And we'll have you back again.
Okay, thank
you. All right, so good night, everybody.
Good night.
Make a great week, and we'll see you again next week. And before we go, if anyone else wants to make a comment, we do have a little more time, so you can just let me know. I see 71210. If you want to say something, put up your hand. If not, we still thank you for being here and hope you'll join us again next week. So good night.
Good night.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, and thank you for having me, and be good. Be well.
Okay. Bye-bye, and check out the website.
Okay,
bye.
All right, Backyard Library signing off.
Okay, bye.